Now we're delighted to welcome Pastor Grosser, and we're going to loose him and let him go in the Lord's name. Thank you, brother.
It is always a joy to visit Northern Ireland, to visit your province, and it is always a joy to worship with you and to see you all. Peter said that you have a beautiful country, and that is true. The country is wonderful, but much nicer than the country are your hearts and your souls. I got to know a little bit about you and to get to meet some of you and know you during the years. There are now about almost 20 years since I came first to your province, and during all these years God blessed me and encouraged me each time when I had the chance to visit your province through your kindness, your love and your generosity. So this evening I am here to say from the depths of my heart, thank you so much. I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters from Romania. You are loved in Romania. People pray for you there. And we are thankful to God for each one of you. God did a lot of things, great things, amazing things in Romania. God touched the life of many boys and girls, orphans, street children, abused girls during all these years because of your love, because of your involvement, because of your generosity. And I thank you so much. I bring you special greetings from the girls from the Deborah home. As you may remember, last year we spent about two weeks and a half in your province with about 20 of the girls from the Deborah home, and they were blessed. And always they ask about you, they pray for you, and they think about you quite a lot. And they send their special greetings, and also the staff of the Deborah home that visited your province. And also I want to say a word of special thank you to five of the young men from your church that came not too long ago to help us and to insulate one of the buildings at especially Deborah One home. Now I don't see all of them where they are, so I'm going to do something tonight. I'm leaving tomorrow, so I can do tonight something. There's nothing you can do again with me. I'm leaving anyway, so I'm going to ask all of them to stand. So I see two of them there, but I don't know where the others are. Please stand, the five young men. I want to see you standing, please. Don't refuse me. Here they are. Let's give them a clap, a hand. Thank you so much. They were wonderful, and they are wonderful young men. I wanted to know, you should be proud of them, to have such young people in your church. You should be thankful to God for such young men. They did a wonderful job. They worked very hard. The first day, I think, was the hardest. They had to break some walls there, very old and wide walls, to make place for some windows. But they did a wonderful job. And now the work is done. And thank you so much to you, young men, and also to you as a church. I thank you from the depths of my heart. And also I have to thank you as a church, and especially to Reverend Park. Thank you so much for getting involved in such a major way in helping the work in Romania. You, as a church, you have been so generous and so kind, and I am so thankful to God for each one of you. And special thanks to Mr. Barnes and also Mrs. Barnes. God used both of them during these last 20 years to bring so many boys and girls in your province and also to bless us. As a result of that friendship that got built together between myself and Mr. Barnes, a lot of people from your province visited Romania. And always for some reasons, I don't know exactly what it is, I don't know how to define it, but for some reasons, young people from your province, when they come in Romania, they mix up so well with young people from the churches there, that everyone in Romania they cannot wait for a team from Northern Ireland to come. And they love you, and they are thankful to God for you, and thank you so much for your example for our young people there. We have now 25 girls at Deborah Home. For some reason, during the last year and this year, there are more and more girls in that abusive situation, and even we are set up just for 20 girls. It's very hard to refuse when we find out about another girl that is in such a situation. If we don't take, the girls should be sent to another place where the care will not be as it should. Deborah Project is the only project, evangelical project in Romania for such girls. And, you know, the most important thing for us regarding the girls is to help them to get to know Jesus. And I want you to know that Jesus is working in their hearts. 10 of the girls already received the Lord and they were baptized. 3 girls are now very close to be baptized also. They already took the decision to follow the Lord. And I am very, very pleased to see the way God is working into their hearts, the way God is healing their wounds. This year, about 4 of the girls, they will have to move from the home. They are growing up. One of them is at university. 3 others, they are finishing their education, and they have to move to get a job. And we will work with them. We will help them to get a job. We will help them to find a place to rent in Timișoara. But that is a very important step in life. And it's important for them, and also it is important for us. And we do appreciate very much your prayers for that step and for those girls. We want them to move so other girls will be able to come and to take care of them. Besides the Deborah Project, we continue to be involved in working with orphans and in 2 states. Orphanages, you may remember Doru and Rodica, they continue their ministry with orphans. Also we work with poor children in villages around Timișoara, very poor children, they are in danger of becoming street children or giving up going to school. So we help over 300 children every month, providing the basic needs, basic food for those children so they can stay home and they can continue with their education. We are supporting also over 30 pastors and missionaries all over the country, most of them in South East Romania. Also, about 3 years ago, God put on my heart very, very strongly and very clearly the desire to start a training program for new leaders in churches in Romania and for pastors. So today I am working with about 12 pastors, and together we train 150 men for ministry. And I am very pleased to see the desire of the men to be involved in ministry, to be trained, and to study the Word of God. At the beginning of 2007, when the borders of Romania were open for being accepted as part of European Union, over 2 million Romanians left the country. And they are now working in Western European countries. And that created a major problem for us in Romania. A lot of those people were Christians, were leaders in churches, elders and deacons. And now we need a new generation of leaders for our churches in Romania. And that work is going quite well. So I appreciate so much your involvement. And we appreciate so much your love and your generosity. God is at work in Romania. During all these years, during the years of communism and during the years of freedom, you know, the challenges as a Christian, the challenges of persecution and the challenges of freedom are totally different. So we had to change a lot of things, to change our mentality, to change the way we are handling our life and our priorities. If during communism was very clear for us who is the enemy, I mean, during communism you could see your enemy very clear. Today, in freedom, your enemy is not as clear. Has so many faces, and sometimes is so subtle that it's very difficult to know who it is, and to fight and to stand against it. I know a lot of Christians who are strong believers during communism under persecution, and they are not anymore today. So these 20 years were like years of transition for the churches, even in Romania. But today, I see things are beginning to grow and to move ahead. More and more people are coming to our churches and they are receiving the Lord, and especially they are young people. So I am very encouraged to see all of that. And I do know that behind all this work, there are the prayers of the people of God. And I know that you are praying for our country. You pray for us during communism, and you continue to pray for us today. And I thank you from the depths of my heart. Two verses that were very helpful for me in my life. These are the verses that already, always God was brought them to my mind and my heart during the time of difficulties, during the time of challenge, during the time of troubles and problems. And these two verses I want to leave with you this evening. They are from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. They are, we call these golden verses. They are verses that we learn by heart, and we try to teach our children to learn them by heart and to know them, because they are very useful to have in your heart when you go through problems. And these two verses say like this: trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The end of the verse 6 is a promise. God is promising that he will direct our path. He will direct the path of the people that are living in a certain way. This is not an unconditional promise. It's not something that God will do for you or for me anyway. It doesn't matter what we do, he is going to do it. It's not such a promise. You know, one of the promises of God is that God loved us. God loved me, it doesn't matter what I do. God loved all the people, all the world. And he came and he died for each one of us. It didn't matter what we did, if we are good or bad. He came and he died for everyone because he loved us and he loved us. But this is not such a promise. God promised us to lead our way, to go ahead of us, and to show us the way. And believe me, in life, as you may know, it is very complicated. You never know what tomorrow can bring in your way. You don't know that. Things may come that you never dreamed about. You heard from Peter his testimony. I can tell you a lot of things that I went through in my life. I never dreamed. Life is complicated. And it's so important to know that God is going ahead of you, that you follow his steps, that you walk in his will. And we have the promise of God here that he is going to direct our path. Young people, this is a golden promise from God. For God Almighty to tell you and to promise you that he is ready to direct your path, it is amazing. But for this to happen, you have to do some things. And the first thing is, and one of the fundamental principle is to trust in the Lord. That was verse 5, says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. This is a principle that we have to obey. The first thing to do, if you want God to show you the way, to lead you in life, to show you his will for your life, the first thing you have to do is to trust in him. And it says, trust in him with all your heart. Not halfway, not only from time to time, but with everything, with your will, with your intellect, with your mind, with your emotions, with everything. Trust in him. Throw yourself upon him, into his arms. And if you do that, God is promising you to lead your way. This is a principle to obey. But then, the second part of verse 5, there we see a problem that we have to avoid. And that problem to avoid is, lean not on your own understanding. That is a danger. That is, if you like, the enemy of trusting God. In life, we can do two things. We can trust God, or we can trust ourselves. Each one of us, we are taking one of these roads. These are two roads that they don't go together. You cannot, at the same time, trust God and trust yourself. You cannot, at the same time, to take your life in your own hands and do whatever you want and say that you also trust God. You have to decide. This is a major problem that each one of us will face, especially during these days. Do you trust God or you trust yourself? Do you think that you can handle and you take care of your life better than God can do? Do you think so? You know, when I was 32, I was dying. I was in a hospital. My heart was so large and so weak that couldn't function. I needed the heart surgery, and the doctor told me it's too late. Nobody gave me any chance to survive. But they said, we have to do something, and the only thing we can do, we try a heart surgery. Well, nothing else, but no chance to survive. When you arrive in such a situation, when nobody gives you a chance to live, is just one thing that you have, and that is God. And that is God. God will never let you down. People didn't give me any chance, but God did. And I'm here today because of God's mercy and God's grace. You see, God can take care of your life. Nobody can help you and be with you and give you a wonderful life as God can. So young people, I want to challenge you this evening. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him. And He has a great future for each one of you. So, trust in the Lord. Don't trust your own life, your own intelligence, your own relationship, your own knowledge. Today it's very easy to sit on the computer and feel as a king. I mean, you can sell and you can buy from your desk. You can get all the information in the world, all the news you want, just there in your office, sitting at a desk in the front of the computer. And you feel, oh, that's great. Feel as a king. And it's very easy to trust and to think that you can do. You see, we came a week later because of the cloud of ash. God just sent that cloud of ash. And all Europe was paralyzed. No plane was flying. I mean, God can do things like this, like that. And no human technique or technology can stand against it. When that happened, you see, I realized how small we are. How small we are and how great God is. So I want to encourage you this evening, trust in the Lord. Don't trust yourself. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what degrees you have. It doesn't matter what kind of power you have. It doesn't matter how healthy or sick you are. It doesn't matter. Because all what you have and all what you are can go in a minute, in a second. So you have nothing. But when God is with you and you live for God, then you have everything. Take with you these two verses. They are so dear to me. And they bring such peace in my heart. When I trust in the Lord, and I know that He is handling the problems and the challenges ahead of me, that brings peace into my heart. I don't know sometimes exactly what to do, but I know that God knows. And He's going to solve the challenges and the problems that I cannot. May the Lord give each one of us the wisdom to trust in Him, to walk with Him, and to live for Him. Amen.